What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Hot Take Podcast, where I, along with my co-host Nat, give you our hottest takes on all things NBA. Nat, it's been a little more than a week. It's been about a week and a half. Let me just start off by apologizing that I was unable to record on Sunday. As many of the world knows, that was Super Bowl Sunday. And the day started off rough. My Boston Celtics.
Oh no.
Oh,
geez. Might have to cut that out in post.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to cut that out. My Miami Heat lost yet again to Brain's Boston Celtics, so you can imagine how that went. And then to kind of rub salt in the wounds, my childhood team, the San Francisco 49ers, lost in heartbreaking fashion.
Childhood team? What happened to your current team, the Buffalo Bills? I guess you got all these teams now, huh? You got all these different teams you're part of, I guess.
No, see, but that was my point. Like, I feel like this year, going back to even like last Super Bowl, I didn't really care. Maybe let's say like last summer, the NBA Finals. Miami losing the NBA Finals. There's a whole bunch of UFC fights where the fighters who I wanted to win ended up losing. There's been a couple champions who lost their championship belt. And then now Miami's losing all the time to Boston. And then on top of that, Buffalo gets kicked out by the freaking Patrick Mahomes Chiefs. And then the 49ers, which really was my childhood team. I'm just over it, man. Like, now I understand how
rainy the NFL is. Sorry. That's how you
do it. I mean, that's true. The script was very apparent. I mean, we saw Taylor Swift and
we saw some personal ties. Yeah.
I mean, you know, no, but what I was going to say is, what was I going to say?
I mean, let me quickly add something too. Like, you know, I also was partaking in the festivities that day, that Sunday. And like, to everyone's shock, like, you know, the usual suspects didn't score that game. You know, we thought McCaffrey would score, we thought Travis Kelce would score, but nah, it was Mecole Hardman, it was Jennings, it was all of these, you know, ancillary pieces. And I'm sure all of the people partaking in the money aspect were surprised, but not your typical outcome for a Super Bowl. Your stars didn't really score that much.
This is what I was gonna say. It's just frustrating because now I know how people feel about the Warriors and like that, like their disdain for Steph Curry constantly being in the playoffs, constantly being in Conference Finals, constantly being in the finals, you know, winning all those championships. Like, I'm sure people, like, that's how I feel about Patrick Mahomes at this point. Like, I'm so sick of seeing them. Like, I'm tired of it.
I will say, too, though, that this was his chance this year to prove that he can do it also at away games. And he shut the haters up. You know, he finally played at away games, especially in Buffalo, that one round, too. So he deserves it, I guess. You know, I mean, they were down 10 at half, you know, but he still managed to win the game. So props to them, man.
I mean, I'm also kind of salty because I was a huge Patriots fan for the longest time. Also, I know I've had so many NFL teams, but Tom Brady is always going to be the GOAT. But the fact that Mahomes is almost like halfway there and he's only like 6 years in the league is kind of astonishing. Like, this, I don't want to admit yet that like he's on that level, but who's better than him right now?
That sounds quite familiar to a basketball comparison about a certain player, you know, transcending a previous player's accomplishments because of how great he is.
Ooh, I don't know about transcending.
That sounds quite familiar to the Mahomes and Brady comparison.
See, the main difference though is Mahomes is doing it 6 years into the league, whereas LeBron has taken literally 20 plus years in order to do it.
Hey man, 20 straight years of 27-7-7. You know, that's all I'm gonna say.
I mean, you know, he kind of has to when you're being compared to the GOAT all the time.
I don't know, man. We listeners know how we both feel about that topic. We can go about a different episode. Let's just get to the meat and bones of this episode. All right. Let's get to it. Let's
Yeah,
get to it.
okay, here we go. Let's dive right in. Firstly, after all of that, the other thing that happened prior to the Super Bowl, obviously, was with the trade deadline. Were there any trades that stood out to you?
Dallas is scary now. That's my big takeaway from that trade deadline. You add Daniel Gafford, you add PJ Washington to your squad. You have players around Luka that can actually dunk and catch lobs and actually, score like that. So I think they've won, I think, five straight since the trades that happened. I'm not sure, but they're definitely on a hot streak, and I'm concerned because for my Lakers, they're trying to fight for that sixth seed that the Mavericks are currently in. And every day that they win, it's just harder for us to get there. So
Do you think that trade, though, puts them in the realm of the Timberwolves, the Nuggets, the Clippers? Like, could you see the Mavericks beating any of those teams in a 7-game series?
no, but here's the but. I would put them over the Suns and the Pelicans with that current roster,
Same.
I think. Could they beat the Nuggets and the Clippers? Maybe the Clippers, because of Luka's previous history with Paul George and them, and how he's kind of been a Clippers destroyer in the playoffs.
Right.
But Nuggets, I don't know, actually.
I can see them
I
beating the
can't say.
Lakers for sure.
Hey man, with our recent acquisitions, I don't know, man. We actually got one of their older players, one of their previous players from Dallas. So I mean, there are ties there.
Okay, who'd you get?
We got Spencer Dinwiddie through a buyout, or from that method. No trades happened for the Lakers. We just, got the best buyout market candidate, which is Dinwiddie from the Brooklyn Nets. So I'm happy to see where that goes. We add another shooter. We add an okay defender. I will admit he's not the best defender. He's not no Jrue Holiday by any means. But of course, added shooting next to LeBron James off the bench too. I think that's critical for our team. I think you're on mute.
Sorry, I accidentally pressed the mute button. New mic.
Mike.
No, yeah, it was. I'm not. I haven't bought in fully. I feel
Of course
like.
you haven't. Of course you haven't. But it's all right though. You will realize it sooner than later.
No, but I mean, if you think about it, like, how much was he really contributing to the Nets before he got traded to the Raptors?
Well, actually, I think he quiet quitted with the Nets. I think he just gave up and just like showed bad body language. He wanted to get out of there. He wanted to be in a better team, and he got it. And I think you see now on social media clips of him on the bench, Dinwiddie on the Lakers bench, smiling, laughing with Rui and AD and everybody. So I think with the Nets, he just kind of had to present himself in a negative way to get out of there.
I'm curious to see like how long he could kind of keep this up, only because there's the Lakers are pretty deep. They got a lot of guys.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
there's only one ball. Like, I mean, that's the old cliche. Like, where's it gonna go? Like, how happy is he gonna be that he's not getting as many touches when you're splitting
Hey,
it
I mean, catch
between.
and shoot. We're good. Just stay in the corner, dude. What do you say in the corner? I mean, you saw him though with Dallas, that one game seven against the Suns, him popping out for I think it was a 30 or something. I don't remember, but I mean, he is a playoff performer. That's what we need on this team, a playoff performer. Because like we always say with the Lakers, they only turn it on when it matters, which is the playoffs and late in the season.
I like how you mention it, just catch and shoot. And it's funny to me because every big name that comes to the Lakers, with the exception of Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis, has always been, oh, just catch and shoot. Just stand in the corner. That's all we need. Kyle Kuzma,
That's all we need, man.
KCP, Dion Waiters. But like, how effective has it really been? Like, catch and
I
shoot,
mean,
catch and shoot.
those names you mentioned, won a championship, won a legitimate championship in 2020. So
yeah, that was 4 years ago. And like that, I feel like that method hasn't really worked since then.
Well, I mean, we got rid of Russ, so now we should be good.
Man, you rude to my man, Russ. Yeah. No surprise here. Miami. Actually, Miami did do something. They didn't.
I mean,
they didn't.
Rozier, right?
They didn't make a. They didn't make any trades. I mean, they made the trade for Rozier, obviously, but on the trade deadline, no major moves, no major buyouts. However, what they did do was waive RJ Hampton and signed Alondis Williams from the G League. So watch out, league. Here comes Alondis Williams.
Dang, the league ain't ready. He's going to be on the TNT's Who We Play For thing that they always do when they ask Charles to mention who that guy plays for, and they won't know a damn thing.
Bro, I get so mad sometimes because, like, all these teams are making moves, even if it's, like, minor moves. Like, everyone's making moves. It's like, okay, what's my team doing? Aldonis Williams. I honestly had to look up, like, YouTube highlights from him.
You went that far, huh?
I had to go that far. I mean, like, he looked good. Had to see the proof. He looked good in summer league. Like, he's a high flyer. But, yeah. I mean, like, what was... How does that translate to what Miami needs right now?
No, nah, see, he's just there to warm the bench. Warm the bench for Jimmy and Bam. That's it. Man, make sure, like, the seat's warm. That's it.
I seriously wanted, like, Jared Allen. I don't know.
With how Cleveland's doing. Not with how they're doing right now. They're on fire. Why would they trade Jared Allen?
No, that's a great point. I wanted Nick Claxton.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I think that's about it. I don't want to get too greedy. You know, let me tone it down a little bit.
Yeah. Humble yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't want too much.
Dude, but I'll be honest though. Like, I think Miami has a deep team already. I mean, you've got solid wings like Caleb Martin, Jaime Jaquez Jr., and, you know, good guard play with Robinson. Now he's playing. Like, I think you guys are built for the playoffs and you guys can make it to the second round.
I mean, they Oh, geez. No, I mean, they've had some surprising wins, and their last two especially. They beat the Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
The Bucks were without Middleton, but, I mean, Miami was without Jimmy Butler. Right. So, like, you can't really compare the two. Like, and they won by almost 30 points. 30.
Well, I mean, it is against the Bucks, though. Let's level the playing field there.
I mean, what are they? Are they number two? Or no, I think they dropped a little bit. I think it's the Knicks.
Yeah, right now. They're still top four.
Yeah.
But they can't defend still.
Right.
Even with Doc Rivers there.
But I mean, like, who did Miami have? Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, and Nikola Jovic was the star of that game. Him and Duncan Robinson.
I didn't watch it, but yeah, I mean, with Jimmy out, I'm trying to say, like, with Jimmy out, you have solid pieces to replace him for a bit.
I'm just glad, you know, my Nikola Jovic stock kind of came through. I still have stock on that guy. Watch out.
The raw Nikola, but sure.
So now, you know, we're recording this Thursday night. We know what comes next. This upcoming week, we got the All-Star Weekend.
Very excited for that.
Same, you know, it's a nice little break. Like, I've been following a lot of football, a lot of, like, UFC stuff. I haven't been, like, so into the NBA, but I feel like this is kind of, like, a nice break for it, you know, kind of
entertaining
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, February 16th, they have the, what do they have?
The Celebrity All-Star Game.
It is the Celebrity All-Star Game. I haven't really... watch the Celebrity All-Star Game, and I don't know how long. It's been a minute. I don't really
Me neither. Much. Me neither, but, I mean, I do like the Shannon Sharpe and Stephen A. Smith, you know, duo they got going on as, like, the coaches for each team.
Like, I'll only care about it and watch it once they invite you and I you know, when we make it big.
I don't know, man. Currently, my knee is definitely not working right now. It's kind of a pain in my left knee that I'm taking care of. But you're right, though. You're right. In due time, when we're there at the All-Star game, when this blows up and we get to be part of that that game, I'm down, man.
So for people who don't know, I crossed up Nat a couple nights ago.
He's feeling the effects of it. See, now we're just going to spit out lies here on the broadcast. I mean,
I'm sorry.
We might have to do a YouTube live of us, you know, doing a one-on-one, and we'll see.
Oh, let's do it. I'm down. Let's do it.
Oh man.
Okay. Saturday we have the Kia Skills Challenge.
It's like all the non-All-Star game stuff pretty much on Saturday, right?
Pretty much. So yeah. Saturday for the Kia Skills Challenge. So what I wanted to do was kind of get your take on who you think would win. Yeah. For the Skills Challenge, there's Team Pacers, which comprises Tyrese Halliburton, Benedict Mathurin, and Miles Turner. There's the top team picks. That team has Paolo Banchero, Anthony Edwards, Victor Wembanyama, and then Team All-Stars, Scottie Barnes, Tyrese Maxey, Trae Young. Out of those three teams, Team Pacers, Team Picks, Team All-Stars, who do you have winning the Kia Skills Challenge?
You know, honestly, I can't remember what the Skills Challenge, like, mini games are. But so, I think there was like a passing one.
There's a dribbling, passing, shooting, layup. Yeah, I think a half court shot, something like
that. I'm gonna cheap out, and I'll say, you know, the Team Pacers, because they have the quote unquote home court advantage. They're in Indianapolis, and obviously Tyrese Halliburton's a star, so I'm gonna go with them.
I don't trust Benedict or Miles to make, you know, any of the passes, really.
Okay.
So I'm between top picks, which is Paolo, Anthony Edwards, and Victor, and then Team All-Stars. But the only one from Team All-Stars who concerns me is Scottie Barnes.
Wait. Do you remember last Skills Challenge with Scottie Barnes and I think it was Tyrese Maxey too? Like, they just went for like 0 for 10 straight. Like, they didn't make a single shot. I don't know. That should be...
It's concerning.
Considered. It's considered when you decide.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go team top picks for that. So Paolo Banchero, Anthony Edwards, Victor Wembanyama. Those are my winners for that.
Yeah, that would be a sick like 3-on-3 team right there. Just like...
That would be... Oh, they
should do that. Also game decide. Yeah.
They should do that. Sorry, I'm just pulling this up real quick. Aside from the Rising Stars Challenge with the 3-point contest, the same night.
Sabrina. Oh, sorry. I spoke too soon.
Oh, not that one. wrong 3-point contest.
Oh, okay, okay.
So this one right here, we have... We'll save that one for last. So for the... I was about to say the actual 3-point contest. It's not that... It's the actual. It's just Steph and Sabrina are an addition, like an additional event. So 3-point contest presented by Starry. By the way, I mean, obviously we're not sponsored by them. Have you had Starry?
I have, actually.
Where'd you have it?
I had it actually at the Barclays Center. It was fine, honestly. Like, I mean, it's Sprite's competitor, you know, obviously it's very similar, but yeah, very indifferent about it. Didn't love it, didn't hate it.
Oh, interesting. So the first time I had it was at the SZA concert in Chase Center, where the Warriors play. And maybe I was just thirsty, but bro, that Starry was hitting different that night. Oh, it was
maybe,
like crisp.
Maybe you were dehydrated. Maybe. Yeah, because, you know, I had my share of Starry that night. And,
wasn't doing it for you?
It was not. I mean, I'm very biased towards water. Maybe that's why I feel that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Healthy man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Healthy man. Stay hydrated. also not sponsored by them, but Owala water bottles.
Owala. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, wait.
Dang, he's just got the $8 water, I see. Okay.
$8 water, nah. Have you seen these water bottles?
I have not. TikTok famous. The refillable ones, right?
And it has like a built-in straw. So like you don't have to like tilt or anything. Like you just, you know, it doesn't stick out or anything.
Wait, use what? Say it. It's all right. You say it. Use what?
Straw.
No, I'm saying that. Nah, we got keep it peachy here for listeners here, for the kids listening out there. Yeah.
Oh, man. We got to get back on track.
We do.
Okay. 3-point contest. Malik Beasley, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton, Damian Lillard, Lowry Markkanen, Donovan Mitchell, Karl Anthony Towns, Trey Young. Who's your pick?
Can I give two picks? Like, one is my answer, one's like my dark horse.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
This is going to sound so biased, but I think my actual pick is going to be Tyrese Halliburton. Because, okay, I get it. His shot is ugly and it doesn't look good at all, but man, it works. It works. All right, so I'm going to go with him. My dark horse is Trae Young. I think he has a big chip on his shoulder this All-Star weekend because he just hasn't been considered throughout the past few years. So he has this moment to shine. I think he's going to take advantage of it and win, possibly.
My dark horse is Lauri Markkanen. Okay. Just, I don't know, man. He's been like sleeper all season long, but puts up crazy numbers.
Definitely.
And then the one I have to win it, Donovan Mitchell.
Good pick.
Yeah. That is a solid pick. I got Donovan. After the Starry 3-point contest, we have this Steph Curry versus Sabrina 3-point challenge. So for people who don't know, it will be a standard 3-point contest. There's 4 balls with 4 game balls and 1 money ball. The 5th rack will be all money balls.
Yep.
And then they have the option of where they want to put this all money ball rack. There's 2, it says 2 starry range shots. Shot values, yep. Game balls are 1 point, money ball 2, and then the starry range is worth 3. Steph will shoot from the NBA line with an NBA ball. Sabrina will shoot from the WNBA line with a WNBA ball. Who you got?
First of all, I think she shoots from the NBA 3-point line. I think she can do it. Like, keep the WNBA size ball, that's fine. But shoot from the NBA line, I think you'll be good.
Actually, before you give us your pick, let me say what's on the line. So basically, it'll be everything is going to a donation. It'll be either Sabrina's nonprofit or it'll go to Steph's nonprofit. And then in addition to that, each shot made by Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu will trigger a donation from State Farm to the NBA Foundation to support economic empowerment in the Black community. $1,000 for every 3-pointer made, $2,000 for every money ball made, $3,000 for every starry range ball made, $4,000 for every shot for me and for you, because why not?
I mean, pray in advance for Steph's foundation. They won't get no money from that. I mean, obviously, you know, given the previous podcasts, you know how I feel about Steph Curry and the Warriors. Therefore, I'm leaning to Sabrina Ionescu. Take home the gold. I know she's currently the underdog. I'm fine with that. She's going to win. Book it.
I think I said it last time, too. I have Sabrina winning if she doesn't let the pressure get to her. You know, it's a lot of pressure. But, yeah, I have Sabrina winning that one.
Yep.
And then also on Saturday will be the slam dunk contest.
Yikes.
Yikes. What do you mean? Okay, so let's talk about the participants here. We have Mac McClung coming to defend his title. Jacob Toppin from the G League. Jacob Toppin, brother of Obi Toppin, also in the G League. You have Jaime Jaquez Jr., and you have Jaylen Brown. Give me your top 2. Who do you think is going to be in the finals?
The ones not in the G League, that's for sure. No, seriously, though, I think it's going to be Jaylen Brown and Jaime Jaquez Jr. in the finals. Can book that.
Who do you have winning?
Jaylen Brown. I know he's got the low key hops, man.
Wow, he might have hops, but it's the creativity for me.
True, but he's also used to the limelight. I don't know if Jaime Jaquez is built for that just yet. I think
he's used to similar the to Sabrina.
No, Jaylen is.
He Jaylen is.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
they've been lower, like 4 or 5 Shea Conference Finals in the East. Yeah.
I mean, as long as he doesn't use his left hand in any of these, they should be.
Hey man, this ain't no Jubilee contest. This is a slam dunk contest.
But you gotta gather.
Yeah, or just do something creative. Right. Go from the right, you know, right to left. Yeah. See that?
All his dunks are gonna be one-handed, even the gathers.
He's gonna jump over Porzingis. Watch. Guaranteed. Jump over Porzingis. Mm. Definitely.
Okay, so my top two. Might be a bit of a spicy take. I'm going to go Mac McClung.
Makes sense.
And I'm also going to go Jaime Jaquez Jr. My reasoning is Jacob Toppin. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with your game. It might be a different story on Saturday night.
Could be.
People say he has hops. So, I mean, I don't doubt it. His brother has hops. Mac McClung, because we've seen what he can do already, and he's super creative. And I think his size works to his advantage because he is smaller.
Okay.
I feel like he has stuff in the bag that, I don't know, I can see him surprising a bunch of people. Jaylen Brown, he's an amazing in-game dunker. And a lot of amazing in-game dunkers, that doesn't translate well to the dunk contest. Which is why I'm leading to Jaime Jaquez Jr. In games, Jaime is like very basic. You know, like, I mean, he throws it down like pretty tough. But I think there's some pedigree there with the fact that he's won like dunk contests at the high school level. And I don't know if he did at the college level, but I know he's won dunk contests in the past. So I have Mac and Jaime in the finals, but I have Mac winning it all. Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I don't want to be too much of a homer. You know, okay, I gotta stay humble.
The only reason why I didn't pick Mac is because he did it last year. Like, how could you top that? And what you did last year, I think it might just, you know, might not work out for him like that. So we'll see.
I don't know. I feel like he's been working on stuff because, well, let me not be disrespectful. Yeah, let me just keep it. Yeah. I feel like he got some time in the lab. He got time to work with.
He's got a flexible schedule. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's better. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There's one event that we missed, if I'm not mistaken, is the Rising Stars game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was missed for a reason, but okay.
But what's interesting is there's going to be G Leaguers in this one.
Right. Like last year.
Same and last year. Yeah. One of those G Leaguers is Alondis Williams. Man, did you forget who he was already? That's the guy Miami signed.
Thankfully, I remember. Thankfully, I remember because, okay. You know, we've stressed his name a bit in the first half of the podcast. I'm going for the team that has Wemby on it, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah, it's the rookies. It's rookies versus sophomores.
No, it's a draft. They did a draft thing.
Oh, did they?
Yes, yeah, so like,
oh,
like
that's the player pool.
Team Pau Gasol. Oh. I think team something. I don't know. I'm not sure who's in it, but it's like four teams.
Oh man,
four different captains. They do the draft like last year. Yeah.
Let me see the.
I think this year, like they put like Wemby, Brandon Miller, and I think Hawkins Jr. on the same team. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, I think Pau got a nasty roster for his team.
Where's the? Sorry, I'm trying to pull it up. Let me see the. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you see it right
here. That's right. Yeah, yeah. I did see this and I didn't even. Okay, so Team Pal, they have Bilal Koulibaly. I always butcher his last name. He also has Jaime Jaquez Jr., Brandon Miller, Brandon Pods, Jabari Smith Jr., Keyson Wallace, Victor Webber. Yeah, that team's winning, bro.
Bro, that is a stat. That could beat the Detroit Pistons, honestly.
Bro, that team would wreck the Detroit Pistons.
That's what I'm saying.
That team would own the Pistons. That team is nasty.
How did Pal even get that result? I want to watch the draft. That they did.
Do you remember how we did like a fantasy redraft?
Yes.
I feel like Team Pal is like Team Nat. Like,
oh yeah.
It's stacked.
I'd be like, do we have to read the other 8 teams and their players, or
you know? I don't even think it's worth it, bro. I really don't. Yeah. Oh man. Team Tamika, Team Jalen. Jalen, what you doing? Oh nah, that's not the one.
I think Tim Detlef has just all G Leaguers in there.
It's all G League.
Okay, he's probably like the one, yeah, like the one G League team only.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty. Yeah, Team Pal's winning that.
Alon, this is spelled with an A?
Yeah.
Thousand O. Okay.
No, damn. Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Alondis. What's his last name? I already forgot his last name.
Williams.
There you go.
Sorry, that's your guy, right?
That's my guy, man. Let me tell you. He was killing it in the G League. And then obviously Sunday, the main event, East versus West, 73rd NBA All-Star game. You and I discussed this a little bit last time.
We did.
You have the West winning. I have...
Clearly.
Clearly.
What? Clearly.
What? yeah, my reasoning for the East winning is I think they have guys on there who are going to want it more. That's just my only...
And it's also they're the... conference with the injury replacements, right? They don't have Embiid. They don't have Julius Randle. So you're right.
Yeah. So I feel like those guys are going to play with more of a chip on their shoulder. So I have the East winning.
Who do you think will be the All-Star MVP? Right? It's tough, right?
Who do you think it's going to be?
Last year it was Tatum, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Tatum last year.
Let's say if the West wins, who do you got? And then if the East wins?
But I think regardless of the team that wins, that doesn't matter, right? They can pick from either conference. I forget that part. Okay, fine. We can do it that way. So if the West wins, I will go with Luka, I can see him being that MVP.
Mm-hmm.
If the East wins, I would probably say Haliburton. Again, very indie focused on my picks because they're just there for the, you know, they're the host.
Right.
And he has the ability to make those like star-studded plays and nice passes and long shot threes. I think he'll put on a show.
I have, if it's the West, I'm going to say SGA. I think SGA is going to take it. If it's the East, I just feel like, man, like this guy, there's so much positivity that's been happening in his life lately. I'm going to go Jalen Brunson.
Even though he's in a bench role for the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like that pick.
It's weird. My dark horse would probably be Dame. just because for those for that
oh god
for that he just popped up out of nowhere, bro. Like him and Steph trading, you know, half court threes, I can see it.
They'll probably shoot the one half court shot and then be done with the game, probably.
That's true. That's why I have Jalen Brunson winning it. I think he's gonna care more.
All right. Yeah. We'll find out on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday night. Sunday night, if you want to do like an emergency pod. It's gonna be a little bit late, but I mean, if it's a blowout, maybe we could like record a little bit earlier, get a head start on it. Update the listeners as it's happening, even though we're not live. Yeah, I think that'd be fun. Are you down?
I'll let you know. Let's see what my schedule's like on Sunday. Let's see.
Yeah. That's true. You're a busy man. Busy man. So before we wrap up, anything going on with you? Any upcoming?
Nah, man. Things? I mean, I do want to say that my fantasy league, we have our last matchup this week and next week. It's like the 2 week one for the All-Star game break. And after that, we're in the playoffs, play-in and playoffs. So it's coming up, man. End of the fantasy season's almost up. So I'm kind of sad, but you know, we're going to be off of the playoffs soon.
What's the cutoff to make the playoffs?
So six. We're going to play a play-in week, quote-unquote, where the top four seeds get the bye, and then seeds 5 through 12 have to play that week and win to be the last four in the top eight.
Top eight, okay.
So damn. Sheesh. If you're top four, you're good. You're secured in the playoffs.
I'm currently sixth.
Hey, man.
And I am currently losing to Josh Bautista.
Hey, amen. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. staying on fantasy news, there's one other league that I'm in. Bro, I'm down bad. I was number one for the longest time. And I think I've lost. I might lose this week because I'm playing like the number one guy. Yeah, I think I might. This will be my fourth loss in a row.
Dang,
man, it's tough. I don't like it. I hate
first,
it, bro.
First seeds, I'll always say first seeds.
Man, well, like I don't even know what it is. Like my team isn't terrible. Like my team is solid. But I think what killed me was there's a stretch there where Kyrie was out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's what did it for me. Other than that, it's just guys underperforming, man. It was sad. Sad to see. I was talking to you earlier in the week. I was supposed to go to the Nets Celtics game, but
good thing you didn't go.
I was going to say, like, you know, it was, I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, you know, it's good to go. Obviously, you know, Bray's like a huge Celtics fan. So I would have got stuff for the, you know, pictures and stuff. But
yeah,
it would have been boring. It's the Nets. Sorry. I know you follow the Nets. You go to their games.
I go to their games. Yeah. But just for the experience, though.
Oh, okay,
for the team.
Okay.
I mean, you kind of know where my loyalties lie, you know.
Right.
So.
So the next one I'm trying to do is the Knicks versus Boston after the All-Star break. That one's definitely going to be a banger. That one's going to be better.
We need that live report, man, because I bet MSG is always rocking, you know,
yeah,
no matter what. But this season, with how they're doing, it's probably like 10 times better.
So I've been to Barclays, but I've never been to MSG for a game. So I hear, like, you could feel the atmosphere – like outside the arena, like as you're approaching the arena, like you feel it. So I want to experience that. Plus being media, bro, you get like $20-$25 food vouchers. Like, hey,
can't beat that, man. Especially with those stadium prices.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, like I get, so with a $20 voucher, I could get like tenders, fries and a drink. And I'll still pay like $12 out of pocket.
Dude. They have a good burger there. That's all I'm gonna say.
Where? MSG? Good burger there.
Yeah. One of the little kiosks there.
Shake Shack?
Definitely try it out. Nah. It's one of their like MSG owned type, you know, restaurants over there.
Okay.
It's good though.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
So with that, we'll stay tuned for next week's pod. It'll be obviously a recap of All-Star Weekend and things to come. All right, Nat.
I'll see you. Go, Sabrina.
Let's go.